Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the USMLE Guys podcast. Today, we're diving into a short clip from one of our recent USMLE Coaches Corner Live episodes on YouTube. This is a quick tip that you can take and immediately use to boost your USMLE Step 1 and or Step 2 CK exam performance and results. If you find this tip to be useful and you want to ace your USMLE exams with certainty, in less time, and with ease, visit us at usmleguys.com to learn how we can help you make it happen. Now let's dive into today's episode. All right. So one of the biggest struggles that I see students who come to us having before we help them, of course, is not taking the time to reverse engineer their study plan from A to Z. Now, one of the most important things that you could do for yourself if you want to do well on your exams is know exactly what you need to do as a whole in order to achieve your ultimate goal. So you need to learn, you need to do questions so that, just like I mentioned, you can find your weaknesses. You need to keep drilling information into your head. So right there we have review resources like textbooks, a question bank, Anki or index cards, and then of course the first aid. Now, you know you have all these resources. If you just dive in and you just go day by day by day, sort of winging it, you wake up in the morning, I'm gonna do questions today. You wake up the next morning, hey, I haven't done any review in a while, I should do some review. The problem with this is you get caught up and you just feel like doing more and more questions, and then you skip a day of review. And then a week goes by, you haven't reviewed anything. So while you're doing more questions, you're not actually reviewing the old stuff. And so you're slowly just forgetting all of these things. And so the reason why you 100% need to create a plan, not only for the long-term goal, but short-term. So when's your anticipated exam date? Let's say it's 3 months. Okay, what am I gonna do? What are my big goals for those 3 months? Then every week, what do I need to do in order to make sure I achieve those goals? And then you break that down by day and then to the hour. I want all the students who work with us to know every single hour of their day written out with exactly what they're going to do. That way we never miss our review. We never miss our re-review. We never slack on questions, and we never slack on giving us just time to dive into some books and actually learn and improve upon our weaknesses. And so if you have a plan that's written out from, you know, top to bottom every single hour of your day, then all you have to do is follow your plan and you know for sure you won't miss anything. But if you don't do that, there are things that are going to slip your mind. I have this problem all the time. That's why I constantly write out. You can't see this entire load of paper and books next to me, but I have, you know, what I need to do to create content, what I need to do to meet with our team, what I need to do to work on some questions that we're writing for our 3-week step one prep course, what I need to do in my personal life, who I need to call, whose birthdays are coming up. Literally my entire life is written out right next to me. And some people think, oh, well, that's just, you know, you're just being, you know, anal and you want to make sure you know everything that's going on. And the answer is, of course I do. I don't want to miss anything important. And if you are prepping for your step one or your step two, you shouldn't either. So this is what I suggest you do. Think, what is my long-term goal? How long is it going to take me to get there? And then break that down into smaller pieces. So if it's 3 months, you got 3 months. Then you have 4 weeks in every month. And then you have, you know, you should study 7 days a week. Some days can be lighter, but you should do something every day to make sure you're consistently moving forward. And then every single hour, you should write out, I'm going to do this, this, this. I'm going to go to the gym here. Then I'm going to do this, this, this. Also, not only will you not miss things, you will actually have a chance to squeeze in the things you really want to do, like go to the gym, maybe meet up with your friends, whatever it may be. Excuse me. And if you structure your days, you'll get more done, and that'll leave you more time to actually do other things that you want. Because while you should be fully engrossed in your step one or your step two CK prep, at the end of the day, you still do want to enjoy life a little bit, even though you should limit your social life during your step one prep, your step two CK prep, if you really want to do well and make sure you don't risk failure. But a well thought out and structured plan could take you a full day. I know when I sit down to write personalized plans for students, you know, if we're looking at 3 to 4 months, it could take me 4 to 6 hours, and I've written thousands of these. And so you don't want to rush. You want to make sure that you have, you know, a full calendar with everything written out before you even crack your first book. And if you do that, you'll actually have a lot more peace of mind, because you'll be able to say, I know exactly what I need to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You don't have to think about it. That's what we do with our students. We try to take away the guesswork, and that's what I'm trying to teach you to do here, so that you don't have to think about what's next. You just have to execute on your plan. So if you can remove the guesswork by actually taking the time to create your plan, then you just have to execute. And it's real simple from there. Thanks for listening. I hope you found that to be helpful. If you want more, be sure to check out our other episodes right here on the USMLE Guys podcast. And if you're ready to dive in and simplify your USMLE prep process, don't forget to head over to usmleguys.com. I'll see you all on the next episode.